Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan. And I'm not sure if Veronica's going to join me tonight, but that's okay. We're going to keep it moving. She's a busy lady. She's been holding it down for me, and I want to thank her for that. And I want to thank all of you for continuing to listen to the broadcast. It makes my heart sing when I see the interaction that we've been having and the number of people that have been listening to the show. So if you're a longtime listener, thank you so very much. I really, really appreciate it. Veronica and I love what we do. And if this is your first time listening, I'm Francine Humphrey, and this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. So we want to welcome you tonight. It is a snowy, rainy night in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Don't know where you are, but I hope that you're staying warm, that you're safe, and that you're happy. That's the most important thing. So welcome again. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that I started in 2007. And what I do is I help families reach their long and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. My co-host and my partner in crime is Veronica McMillan, and she is the CEO and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, which helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. And before I go later this evening, I will give you information where you can contact myself and you can contact Veronica. But right now we're going to dive into the show. I want to thank you again for hanging out with me on the cold winter's night. They said spring would be coming early. I was looking forward to it, but you know, hey, we live in Virginia, so we can have four seasons in one day. So we're just, you know, thankful that we're all still here and that we are going to take what we get, be happy with it. And, you know, one good thing about snow is cleansing, so it'll clear up some of those germs, as my grandmother used to say. We need a good snow to clear up the germs and get people healthy. And so I hope that you are on a path to being healthy this first part of the year, because it's so important that we really take care of ourselves. And I just look forward to interacting with you more as we go throughout the year, and I'm just glad to be back tonight. So Veronica is hanging out with me tonight. So hello, Miss Veronica. How are you?
Hey, Francine. How are you?
I'm fantastic, my sister. Are you staying nice and toasty and warm on your side of town?
Yeah, well, the snow is stopped thus far on our side of the town, and yeah, we're in here doing the very best that we can, and keeping warm or what have you. So I like snow, so yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just saying, my grandmother used to say, we need the snow to kill all the germs. You know, old people had also those sayings, you know.
Oh, yes.
And make people healthy, you know, because it's just refreshing, you know, it's a refreshing thing. So
exactly.
I don't want to be out in it trying to go somewhere, because people do not know how to drive in Virginia. I'm just going to put it out there. And we have to be watching for everybody and everything that's going on, people crossing the street and all of that. So I just don't want to be out slipping and sliding anywhere. But if I'm in the comfort of my home, then I'm excited. And I think we're going to put some logs on the fire tonight because this was just one of them kind of nights.
Oh,
so I'm
good,
excited. Yes, yes. So tonight, I am glad to be back. And Veronica, thank you so much for holding it down all these weeks. You have been doing a phenomenal job, and you and your guests. So I just thank you. You know I really, really appreciate you, my sister.
Thank you, Francine. It's just what we do. I was in here earlier, and I was like, oh, my God, the show comes on. Of course, you and I have been just, like, passing in the night. We've been just going.
Yes.
And haven't had that opportunity to talk. So I decided, I said, well, we had to talk. I'm just going to just go in and listen to the show. And so you pulled me in. So, yes, ma'am. It is my pleasure to support.
Yeah, all right. Absolutely wonderful. So tonight I really wanted to talk about a few of the things that are happening in Hampton Roads. And so I don't know if you shared with the audience about your Icon Award that you received last week. Was it last week? Because, see, my days are running together now. So I'm like, I'm not sure if it was last week or the week before. So I know she may not tell you, but I'm going to tell you. Veronica received a Icon of Chesapeake Award, and I had the awesome pleasure of being there. It was a fabulous event. It was food and great company and letters of recognition. So, again, I want to applaud you, my sister, for all that you do in the community. This is one of the things that we do as sisters. We want to build each other up, and I know that has been an ongoing theme this year. Building up each other, supporting each other. Veronica and I have always done that, and a few others that are in our core circle, but now we're beginning to see more of that, and it's so refreshing, Veronica, to see that. It just makes me so pleased to be here at this time and in my life to see this happening. And, you know, again, I want to applaud you for all that you do. I know sometimes we think, you know, and wonder, is anybody really listening to what I'm saying? Is anybody getting what I'm doing? And then something like this happens, and then you're like, yeah, somebody is listening. Somebody is paying attention. And I was just talking to a young lady in Food Line, and I won't call her name because I didn't tell her that I was going to talk about her. But we were talking about do people really get it? Do they really get what we do and why we do this? This is not doing it to get an award. This is what we do. This is our lives. This is what we get up every morning to accomplish a goal. And if we only reach one person, then our goal has been accomplished. So we can't measure our success by somebody else's. We may not get the masses. We may not get, you know, 99,000 people in the room, but we may get 50. And out of that 50, we may get 5 that have a life-changing experience. And for me, that is awesome. And I know, Veronica, you feel the same way, you know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I think that, you know, it's the work that we do because it's the passion that we have. We would do it if we had 1 or 1 million because, you know, again, we're driven by something that's greater than ourselves. And because that drive is there, we have to do something. It would drive us nuts for us to sit on the gift, talents and abilities that we have and not do anything with it. So I think it's just one of those things that we're going to probably be doing this when we're 90 years old as old women. We're gonna be doing
but we're going to be cute, though, girl, while we do it.
We're going to be doing something. We're probably doing it at a slower pace, but I know you know, that we're going to be doing it. And just like you said, it's not that we're trying to get recognized. It is the gifting that is within us that compels us to do what we do. So that's my 2 cents worth on that.
You're absolutely great. And this is Entrepreneurship Week. And so when I went to visit my mentors on Wednesday, yesterday, So my days are getting mixed up. So you know I'm doing a lot. I'm juggling a lot of them little balls up in the air. You know, and I'm trying not to let them all fall and hit the ground at the same time. And they inspire me because young people are so innovative. They are not afraid of new ideas and new things. And so, and every time I go and visit them, I get all these, you know, revelations and new ideas. I was like, oh, and we can do this and we can do that. I was like, wait a minute, you need to slow down for a minute, you know, and just really take in and stay on course. And I think that's the thing that we've been doing, Veronica, since last year. We've been talking about this, staying on our course. And our courses can deviate and our paths can change, but if we're staying where we're supposed to be, then we're accomplishing the goals that we set. And so that's one of the things that I want to talk about tonight, about being an entrepreneur, because there is a difference in being an entrepreneur and being someone who just works for someone. And it's not just work for somebody. But if you're working in corporate America, you have a boss who's going to tell you what to do. They tell you what time to come to work. They tell you what time to leave. They tell you what time lunch breaks are, you know. And I know that you understand that. But when you're your own boss, there's nobody to wake you up in the morning. There's nobody to tell you what time to get started. There's nobody to clock. You don't have to clock in with anybody. And that is a big difference. And being an entrepreneur, it takes commitment. It takes grind. And what people say, it takes a leap of faith. And even before you even know what's going to happen, you are hard at work and you're investing in yourself. And so I really want our audience to understand how much we put into what we do. And again, we didn't get here just by happenstance. So like we woke up one morning, it was like, oh, we have a business. No, it was hard work and it was dedication and it was commitment. And so, Veronica, I want you to just take a moment to express how you feel about this venture that you're on, because see, we know that things can change, but we also know that we have to be prepared for when the change comes. So speak on that a little bit.
So I think kudos to everything that you said in terms of entrepreneurship and being able to do your own thing. And even if your own thing, you know, the term now is your side gig. Is your side gig, you know, on the side of your part-time, full-time, whatever it is that you're doing, because it allows you to be that creative person that you just spoke about. It allows you, whether it's a widget that you're selling or a presentation or speaking or whatever it is that you have, it allows you to pour all of you in that without having somebody else to say, no, you can't do it now. You got to do this, or you can't do that. It allows you to be able to do it the way you want to do it. You accept the failure that come along. You accept the disappointment. You accept the valley experiences. You accept the victories. You accept the, you know, the accolades and all of that stuff that come along with that. But there's that sense of this is mine, whether it is a centimeter of something or it's a gargantuan of something, it is your thing. And then I think the other piece of this is something that I'm doing that I haven't spoken with you about, it is being able to fund some of the things that you want to do. And this year, what I've done and I am doing now is in September I'm going to launch the program that I'm going to have, the Doctors and Nurses program for. It's a mobile medical career program, and I'm funding it, you know, myself with the other things that I'm doing, because it is something that I want to do. I'm going to have the talent, the people that I know that can support me, and pay those people to help me to do that. And I've got myself to a place where I could, you know, for the first year or two, fund it myself. So it doesn't matter if you don't get a grant. It doesn't matter if you don't get that. You know that you've socked away enough to say, hey, pick up my three or four people that, you know, that I'm going to have to help me to do this, and then I'm going to be able to say, hey, sis, this is what you're going to be, you know, this is what you're going to get for that. It is nothing, that there's no other greater feeling than knowing that, hey, this thing is going to launch in September. We're going to empower those who are in middle school, who are interested in the medical career field, but I'm going to be able to do it with the funds that I have been, you know, socking away to say, here we go. This is what we're going to do. And so that's that part of entrepreneurship that gives you, you know, like, man, took me forever to get these little $5,000 savings, you know what I mean, whatever it is that you have. But I now can say, Francine, I need you to do, you know, that budgeting class, because kids got to fund their education, and they got to be able to understand, if you're going to go to medical school, what does that look like? And you don't have to wait till you're in high school. You can start thinking about that right now in middle school. And we can give you a plan to it. So to be able to say that I did this, it's not a grant. My prayer is that we get a grant from it. But if we don't, I got enough to be able to say in September when we launch this thing, I got enough to pay my consultants to do their part of this. You know what I mean? So that in itself is a blessing to me to know that in terms of entrepreneurship, that the grind that you just talked about a moment ago basically is coming to fruition enough that at least we can get this part of it off the ground. So that's that whole piece of entrepreneurship to me. It's the accomplishment that you say, hey, it might be a little small thing, but to see that little small thing come to fruition where you ain't had to go out there, beg, borrow, and steal. Now, you got to put some coins aside, but you know what I mean?
That's right.
But it can be done. So that's what I feel like in terms of entrepreneurship, that you can say, you did this. And that this is what's going to happen. This is the manifestation of the thing that you've been hoping, praying for, and what have you. And now here we go.
Absolutely. Oh, wonderful. And it's so funny that you mentioned that, you know, about funding your own. We had a meeting today. Some of the local ministers and pastors with Senator Mark Warner. And one of the conversations that came up, it talked about how, you know, the government is going to help African Americans because there are so many agendas on the page. You know, where does the African American family, an African American woman, an African American man, an African American children, where do we fit in into this big scope of things? You know, and I don't talk politics on this program, you know that. But I'm saying all this to say that it's not going to happen. You know, and I hate, and I'm not being sarcastic or I'm not being negative. I'm being for real. If we want something done, exactly what you just said, we're going to have to do it ourselves. We're going to have to fund it ourselves. And if we fund it ourselves and then somebody comes alongside of us and say, hey, now that you've done this part, we can hook on to this program with you, and we can get you another $20,000 or $100,000 or $1 million. Because, see, I'm no longer thinking small anymore. You know, I'm thinking big picture. And so in order for us to move to that level, Veronica, you know what we had to do. We had to get all the little, small, little things that we had on our minds, get them out of the way so that we could see the big picture. And as I was riding back and was talking to Jennifer Hyman, and I was saying, Jennifer, we have got to get these funds together so that we can do some of these things that we want to do ourselves. We cannot wait for somebody to give us a grant. That's not happening. We've been how long have we been waiting? You know, how long are we going to continue? And the longer we continue to wait, it's just another delay. It's not a denial from God. You know, it's just us waiting for somebody else to do something for us, and it's just not going to happen. It is our time. I'm telling you, Veronica, and I don't want to get the preaching girl because you know you gave me a microphone. But it's just our time for us to really look at who we are, whose we are, and I want to be in the position that in September, when you say, hey, friend, I'm ready to launch this thing, and that I can say, hey, Veronica, let me sponsor three kids, if I can't do three, but have something that I can put into place to help build what you're trying to build. Because, see, me having, you know, just because I know how to do the budget class, I can bring something else through the finance part as well, because that's so important. You know, and everybody brings something different to the table. Some people may not have the money, they may have a skill. But if I'm knowing that this thing is coming in September, then I'm mentally sitting right here right now figuring out how we're going to do this thing and how I'm going to help you get it done. Because we worked mm-hmm. so hard to get to this place, and that there's mm-hmm. no stopping us now, and there's no limitation. We've put the limitation mm-hmm. on ourselves. And so I remember somebody asking me, you know, what's the one thing that has kept you from getting where you really want to be? And the only answer I have, Veronica, is me.
Yeah.
I get in my own way sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know I mm-hmm. have skills. You know mm-hmm. you know me, you know. Mm-hmm. So what's stopping me? Nothing but me. So mm-hmm. now that I've got all the cobwebs out and all the little idiosyncrasies that, you know, are keeping me in a place where I did not need to be, I'm wide open to what the possibilities are. And that entrepreneurship piece, it does not change for us. This, we're going to do this.
Right.
And then next year we may be doing something else, but this year this is what we're going to do. And I want you mm-hmm. to know that I'm here to support you in any way that I can, because I know that we haven't come this far for us to not succeed and be where we want to be. It is our time,
exactly.
and it's just time for us to move forward and do this thing,
exactly.
girl. I'm just like over the moon. But like I said, you hadn't talked to me, and I hadn't talked to you. I was in the car talking to Jennifer
mm-hmm.
about just being in that place and having what we need. So if there is
right.
another young person, for an example, that says, hey, you know, I can't go to college right now. I can't go to Norfolk State or Hampton, but I want to go to TCC. But their family can't afford for them to go, wouldn't it be awesome if we could support them and get them in community
mm-hmm.
college to get them
mm-hmm.
started? How awesome
yeah.
would that be? So, yes.
Right.
So I'm
yeah.
truly, truly excited. And so that's the
yeah.
one thing that I wanted to talk about tonight, about setting goals. See, the sky's the limit, and our only limitation is ourselves. And so
exactly.
we're setting these goals, and we have to do a reality check, because we know sometimes
mm-hmm.
we may not reach as far as we want to go. But if we keep going and we keep putting it out into the atmosphere, there's nothing that
mm-hmm.
can stop us. So I'm going to be
exactly.
quiet, and I'm going to let you talk a little bit more about the nonprofit program, what you're doing as far as helping nonprofits, because I know that's your baby, you know. And even though
people
have to understand, and this is the thing, and you know, Veronica, I'm a truth teller. I don't know how to do anything but tell the truth. People have no problem with Tyler Perry having a studio and a movie theater and 9 movies out and
mm-hmm.
all these other things that he's doing in the community, because he does great things. But when it seems like when we are here local, people seem to have an issue sometimes with what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over that now. I'm not
right.
concerned if you have an issue about anything that I'm doing, because my show is Issues Concerning Women, so I have no issues.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I am so I have detached myself from that, because sometimes,
right.
and people will just walk up to me and say, well, what you doing now? What do you mean, what
mm-hmm.
am I doing now? I'm still
right.
doing what I do. What I've always
mm-hmm.
done and what I will always continue to do, because it's not just that I'm doing something. It's a part of who I am, and we have to own it.
Right.
This is me. Just
right.
what you said when you came on. This is who we are. We will still be doing this as long as we have breath in our body to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it
mm-hmm.
will be what we will be doing. And so please tell what you're doing with the nonprofits, because you've got some great things going on. And so I wanted
mm-hmm.
you to share that
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah, yeah. So with the micro nonprofit network, it really is to continue to educate, to train, to empower and equip nonprofits to serve their communities, and that serving their communities is really through the programs that they develop that they then can either fund themselves or they can go after grants or what have you. And so we're still doing, and I always tell people that, you know, that we have two sides to our house. The consultant side is what we do to help nonprofits, and the program
mm-hmm.
side is what we do in the community, what we do to go after grants or what have you. And I just decided, you know, a couple of months ago that, you know, the thing that I wanted to do for this specific program that I'm saying, because that's really where my focus is, as well as developing
mm-hmm.
Our internship and volunteer hub that we're doing to have those who are interested in volunteering or interning with nonprofits to say to them that, hey, we got a host of nonprofits that in terms of volunteering, you could choose a nonprofit that you want to do work with, and you all can talk about collaboratively what benefits the both of you. So it's a win-win for both the volunteer and the nonprofit. But the program side for me is that basically that program, the doctors and nurses program, that has been in my heart for a while. And I'm searching for grants. I'm searching for grants. But then I realized, I said, hey, you still work. You still have seed money. You still fund that. You have your core group of women that you always use in all that you do. So it's not like you're looking for people to help you to do it. You just need middle school girls to do this program. And so I just decided, hey, you know, and for those of you all who may be listening, sometimes you got to start with what you got in your hand. You may need $20,000, but if you got $6,000, start there, because you never know what God is going to do with the little bit that you have. And so I decided, hey, let me go head on with the little bit that I have and just keep throwing money at it until it grows to what God wants it to be, and we're good to go. And so that's my thing, the internship volunteer program and our doctors and nurses program is where most of my energies will be focused on. And then, of course, the consulting side of it is as a client needs me to do work for them, and I will do. So that's sort of kind of where I am.
Okay, wonderful. And for me, same thing. I'm always going to have issues concerning women, the consulting business. I'm always going to be mentoring and supporting and coaching. But I'm really focused now on that finance piece, you know, getting the information to people, educating them, just what we've been talking about, educating them, letting them know that it's time for us to do something for ourselves. And it always doesn't you don't have to start with $1,000. You could start with $50, but you got to start somewhere. And my thing is, as we travel throughout Hampton Roads and to other cities and states as well, I want to have that information readily available. I want people to know that the only time something's going to change is when you do something different. I want to, of course, you know, seed here in my own community, and I'll do that. And so what we've been doing, and again, I hadn't shared this with Veronica, but this is awesome, and I'm going to, and I want her and anybody that's listening, if you can, we want to sow seeds into our community. And when I say that, I mean the female African-American minority population. And so what we're doing is we just have a regular sheet of paper, and every time you support a sister in business, I don't care if you buy some cologne or some weave for your hair, some, you know, whatever, some beads, whatever, to write it down. And then in 6 months, we're going to see how much money we're actually spending within our own communities, you know, like supporting a restaurant, and maybe be intentional about where you go. You know, a sister that's in business, make sure you go support her. You know she's in business, but you've never gone there. You know, why not? Right. You know, you're going to go out to eat anyway, so be intentional about where you're going, and so that we can begin to see how we're really supporting each other. And I think this is going to be another way that we start to build each other up, and then other women will catch on and was like, wow, this thing is awesome. You know, they're spending money with me. Let me spend some with them, you know, or let me refer somebody to them. And so I think this is a great thing for us to do. And Veronica, you and I will talk more about it because I have sheets for you, you know, because I know that you are a great supporter within the community, but are we tracking where we're supporting? You know, so, and I think this is a great thing when we have the visual and we can continue to talk about it here on the radio show and and when we go out into the public and say, hey, this, look at the businesses I've supported this year, because you're going to support anyway, you know. So why not be intentional and support those sisters that you know? Why are you going to go way across to Newport News and you in Virginia Beach and the lady down the street do the same thing the lady does in Newport News? You know, why would you, not that you're not going to go to Newport News, you still can do that too, but be intentional about where we're spending our money and see if we can keep some of our money in the community, because that's what a community building is all about, keeping some money in the community. Keep that money flowing throughout the community. And as we do that, we'll begin to build our communities and build our sisters and brothers, too. We're not leaving the brothers out. You know, I talk about, you know, we support women and the men they love, you know. So we want to be intentional about that this year. And I'm all about the finance piece. So if anybody to your organization, your business, your church, just let me know. And my email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. And Veronica, give your information because, girl, we out of time.
Oh, wow. So basically, you can just connect with me at info@themicrononprofitnetwork.com, or you can just go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, thank you, my sister, for hopping on with me tonight.
Thank
it's
you.
Been wonderful. It's been so fast. It went so fast because we had so much to talk about. But be safe. Be careful, everybody. Have a great
Will
weekend.
Do.
And we'll be back next Thursday. Thank you so much. Take care now. God
All
bless
right,
everybody. Good night.
Bye-bye.